So just looking at the first reading in the gospel, maybe we can just think about what's known as the eternal perspective. What is our goal? Where are we oriented? Are we living just for this world and the pleasures that it affords? Or is our heart turned towards the Lord and the kingdom of heaven? When we don't have that eternal perspective, we're tempted, and by the world we are encouraged, to create our own kingdom here on earth. Then it becomes a competition, and it becomes a battle to maintain and to increase and to improve our lot in life here. But when our heart is set on the things that are above, when we seek first the kingdom, then we're able to enjoy the present situation, however it is. We're able, with that virtue, that gift of wisdom that we receive through the Holy Spirit, to see God's providential hand in every situation that we encounter, good or bad. We see how God is working in our life. Jesus is speaking to the disciples in a particular way, those men he is choosing and calling and equipping to lead the church on the very front line of the battle, preparing them to have that eternal perspective. So we're not the Holy Father, we're not the bishops, and you guys aren't priests. So maybe you're not on the very front line per se, but you're close to the front. And we all need to have this warning and this perspective change. How tempting, how alluring the world is to have us focused on this, on this time, and on my life, when Christ invites us into his life. We ask for that grace, to have that eternal perspective, the wisdom, the knowledge, the insight of our Heavenly Father, to see all things as God sees them, even if they seem to be bad.